This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Hurricane Irma moved a lot of things around underwater off the Florida coast, and the storm has revealed new evidence of an old shipwreck off the Florida Keys. In the Upper Keys, most people thought the wreckage near Molasses Reef was material from the Overseas Railway, which once ran along the entire island chain. But Hurricane Irma has helped clarify that it's not, and it's from a shipwreck.
There was as much as 3 feet of sand that was taken off in some areas of the reef line up by Molasses Reef.
Brenda Altmeyer from the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary says the leading suspect is the Slobodna. That ship ran aground at Molasses Reef in 1887 while carrying cotton from New Orleans to Estonia. The sanctuary has been working with divers from the nonprofit Diving with a Purpose to map the materials on the seabed.
They're just drawing what is left on the bottom. We don't move anything. We don't take anything.
Those drawings, along with more research about the Slobodna, will result in a site plan that can help guide future divers on the popular reef. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.